All right, thank you very much. This is Bernard Turcotte, a bit of an unusual circumstance. Unfortunately, both of our co-chairs cannot join us. The group has elected to continue and has selected Wanda Scarpezzini to be the interim chair for this meeting. This meeting will only focus on the draft recommendations that were on our scratch pad document. And we will just go through that. All right, Brenda, can we bring up that document, please? Thank you. All right, everyone. So I thought I would have gotten this done a little earlier, but Mother Nature had some other ideas. And I was sick for the last part of the week, last week and beginning of the weekend, but I'm back in shape now. So from Brussels, we left with the requirement for five recommendations. You'll remember public input on public comment, accountability indicators, ATRT2. Prioritization and reviews. And so we will go through what I have drafted. I think in most cases it wasn't too bad. So what I've done, and we'll see in the first one, which is the public input, there's the recommendation, and then there is the agreed to checklist from our terms of reference to see if we meet all the requirements. So I'll be glad to take questions as we go along, and Vonda will be managing that queue. Okay, so here we go. And since not everyone has had a chance to go through this, it is a Google Doc. So if you want to put in comments later on, you'll be welcome to do that or ask questions while we go through it. So public input, very similar to what we had, even though now is structured like this, will be integrated into the report. The report will use lots of pieces that already exist from the draft report we published, and then we'll integrate these things, which is why I think it's more important to focus on these things, make sure we have agreement on that. The rest is just wrapping and we'll be okay, I think. Okay, so public input, which hopefully will be an easier one. So our recommendation now looks like to maximize the input from public consultations, ICANN shall update the requirements for public consultations to include the following. Public consultations need to clearly identify who the intended audience is, general community, technical community, legal experts, etc. This will allow potential respondents to quickly understand they wish to invest the time to produce comments. This is not meant to prevent anyone from commenting, but is rather meant as clarifying who is best suited to comment. Okay, for each public comment proceeding, provide a clear list of precise key questions in plain language that the public consultation is seeking answers to from its intended audience. Where appropriate and feasible, translations of a summary and precise key questions should be included in the public comment proceedings, which could also allow for responses in the official ICANN languages. Results of these questions should be included in the staff report on public comment proceedings. So there is nothing different here from what we were suggesting in our previous report. I'll stop here, see if there are any questions. Not seeing
I
any.
don't see any hands.
All right, let's go down to the next block, please, Brenda. Now, you'll remember we had two parts because we had one suggestion regarding public input, and we had another suggestion with respect to other types of input. Now, what I've done is I've put them all in one recommendation. Additionally, with regards to other types of public input, ICANN shall develop and publish guidelines to assist in determining when a public comment process is required versus alternate mechanisms for gathering input. develop and publish guidelines for how alternative mechanisms for gathering input should operate, including producing final reports. Develop a system similar to and integrated with the public comment tracking system, which would show all uses of alternate mechanisms to gather input, including results and analysis of these. Published a complete public comment guidelines for an ICANN organization, and explain why its blog posts collect feedback information when the public comment guidelines for ICANN for the ICANN organization state that they will not be used as mechanisms for collecting feedback. Again, there is nothing new there that was in our suggestion for the other type of public input. Any questions or comments here? Sebastian.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Bernard. But just a question with the title, because we talk about additionally with regard to other type of public inputs, but we talk also about public comments. I know that we don't talk about just one. It's why I was wondering if we can, the title is a little bit misleading, because we have the impression that we will talk only the first part of the public comment, and the second part will be other type of public inputs. But in fact, we also express that they need to be dependent, or explain why is use one or the public comment. Therefore, it's still something linked with the public comment also. But I don't know how to say that. It's a question of title.
I'm unclear. Our title is public input, and that is what's in the bylaws for dealing with this. But I'll note that, okay, and let's have a look. I don't think it's worth to take a lot of our time on this thing, and I will simply note it, and we can, worst case, have a discussion offline about that. All right. Anything else? All right, not seeing anything. All right, so the next portion, that's the recommendation that we would be making. And in some of them, you'll see I had to adjust the text so that it actually fits into a recommendation type mold. But on this one, it was rather straightforward. And we've got the comment from Sebastian regarding the title, which we'll have a look at offline. The next part is the recommendation requirements checklist. You'll remember we were working off of that when we met in Brussels, and this came from our terms of reference about the things. It's a little distracting if you're selecting things in the common document. So if I could ask people not to do that while we're going through that. All right. So our checklist, first item, and these will come again and again. Thank you very much. What is the intent of the recommendation? To facilitate and increase participation in public consultations, and to clearly identify what other means of gathering public input can be used and how. So very clear statement what we're trying to do with that. And given these get to be long, I'm just going to go and I'm going to let Vanda manage the queue. Vanda, just interrupt me when someone puts up a question.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. What observed fact-based issue is the recommendation intending to solve? What is the problem statement? Stagnation of participation in public comments, increasing use of alternative methods for capturing input which either operate against stated rules or without any clear rules for their use. What are the findings that support making of this recommendation? The ATRT3 survey found that 88% of individuals were in favor of re-examining the concept of public comments. The Public Comment Trends Report from 2018 provides some interesting data. The total number of public comment proceedings has declined approximately 10% from 2010 to 2018. Translations. The percentage of proceedings translated into languages other than English had fallen from a high of nearly 50% in 2010 to just under 10% in 2013. However, in the years 2015 and 2016, there was a marked turnaround, ascending to about 20%. 2017 shows a return to 10%, while 2018 increased again to 21%. Number of submissions. In terms of participation levels during the 9-year period from 2010 to 2018, the median number of submissions per proceeding has been relatively stable between 5 to 7 until this most recent year of 2018 with 9.5. So that's an interesting number. That means over all the public comments that we run in a year, there were an average of 9.5 submissions, and before that, it's an average of 5 to 7. So to me, that's quite telling. Why blog posts on ICANN.org collect feedback information when the public comment guidelines for ICANN organizations state that they will not be used as mechanisms for collecting feedback. The complete public comment guidelines for the ICANN organization are still not made available on the ICANN website without an explanation. Feedback on the ICANN accountability indicators is sought throughout the presentation of these, yet there is no reporting on what this feedback was and how it was considered. So those are our basic reasons for making our recommendation. Is each recommendation accompanied by supporting rationale? Yes. How is the recommendation aligned with ICANN's current and future strategic planning, the ICANN bylaws, and ICANN's mission? In Strategic Plan 2020-2025, there is the strategic objective, improve the effectiveness of ICANN's multi-stakeholder model of governance, which has the following goals: support and grow active, informed, and effective stakeholder participation, sustain and improve openness, inclusivity, accountability, and transparency. So I think that goes pretty clearly to what we're trying to do here. The ICANN bylaws, this is aligned with section 3.3 of the bylaws and manager of public participation. As far as the ICANN mission, there is no conflict with the mission statement. Does the recommendation require new policies to be adopted? No. What outcome is the review team seeking? Will the effectiveness of the implemented improvements be measured? What is the target for a successful implementation? With respect to improvements to public comments within 1 year of implementation, using the public comment trends report, increase annual average percentage of translations of summaries into the ICANN-supported languages to a minimum of 50% of public comments. Increase the annual average participation to public comments by at least 10%. With respect to other forms of public input, within 12 months of the recommendation being approved, complete all requirements regarding these. How significant would the impact be if not addressed? Moderately significant for transparency and legitimacy. This would not prevent ICANN from carrying on with its core work, but is needed to increase participation and clarify how input is being handled. Does the review team envision the implementation to be short-term, mid-term, or long-term? Mid-term, 12 months after approval. Is related work already underway? If so, what is it and who is carrying it out? Improvements have been announced, and there's a footnote there, but do not intersect with any of the elements of this recommendation. Who are the responsible parties? ICANN.org, the priority, medium, this needs to be done. But remember, on priority, within our recommendations, we have three levels: high, medium, and low, where low are all the things that are going to end up being suggestions, comments, and observations. Initial resourcing estimate, low. I don't really think there's a lot there to actually meet the requirements. So that's our first recommendation. Not seeing any questions. We'll take a second to have a sip of water, and we'll continue with our accountability indicators. All right, accountability indicators. ICANN.org shall ensure the relevance and effectiveness of.
Bernard, sorry, there is a question. Okay. Yeah, there is a question by Osvaldo in the text. Therefore, I don't know if it's because he can't talk, but maybe we can go. It's in the recommendation just at the end. No, what are the findings that support the recommendation?
Okay, let me see if I can pull
that
up.
A little bit up.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I see it now. Yeah. Shouldn't this be a statement instead of a question? Yes, I. Good point, Osvaldo. Thank you very much. We'll fix that. Excellent. All right. Accountability indicators. ICANN.org shall ensure the relevance and effectiveness of its accountability indicators versus their related operational plan goals and objectives while significantly increasing the awareness of these in the community. To accomplish this, ATRT3 recommends that ICANN.org adopt and implement the following requirements for accountability indicators. Shall explain in plain language how it is crucial to attaining its related operational plan objectives. Must indicate in plain language what is being measured as well as how, and provide links to the data. So you'll see I have a comment there. After working through this one, I thought I would add this because it became clear that sometimes we're not really sure what is being measured or where the data is coming from. Must have a clear objective against which the results are being measured. Shall explain in plain language how the objective was set. Shall state how often, monthly, quarterly, or annually, and when, quarterly updates to be made by the end of the month following the end of the quarter, etc. Accountability indicators should be updated. Additionally, the updating of all accountability indicators should be tracked by an accountability indicator dedicated to this. The second block is undertake communications activities to inform the community of the existence of the accountability indicators. This should include possibly waiting for the accountability indicators to be updated with the new requirements. Publish a blog post on accountability indicators. Mentions in monthly and quarterly documents when they have been updated. Holding a session at an ICANN meeting to present these and have a dialogue with the community regarding what indicators the community would find useful. And we have a comment there from Sebastian. Why don't we ask for a public comment to collect the indicators that the community is interested on? I guess that could be one thing we could also do after we've gotten some traction, but right now there are so few people that are aware of them. But I take your point, so we'll see what we can weave in there, Sebastian. The third block on this recommendation is the ATRT3 also notes that ICANN should consider requiring, in a fashion similar to the requirements for recommendations from the new operating procedures for specific reviews, that when elaborating objectives in strategic or operational plans, that these include clearly identified measurable criteria for success for each of these, including this information in the public consultations on the development of these, would allow the community to comment on these prior to their adoption and would ensure to meet the expectations of the community with respect to accountability indicators. So that's what our accountability indicator recommendation now looks like. So let's go to our checklist. What is the intent of the recommendation? Ensure the relevance and effectiveness of accountability indicators versus their related goals and objectives, while significantly increasing the awareness of the accountability indicators in the community. What observed fact-based issue is the recommendation intending to solve? What is the problem statement? Accountability indicators, which are the main community-facing mechanism for updating it on the progress of ICANN.org versus the operational and strategic plans, are unknown to a significant portion of the community. and contain a significant number of elements which are neither relevant nor useful as accountability indicators. These issues create a significant accountability and transparency issue for ICANN. What are the findings that support the making of this recommendation? Accountability indicators are not effective. The ATRT3 survey found that 46% of the structures that were aware of the accountability indicators, 67% of these found them somewhat ineffective or. ATRT3's detailed analysis of the accountability indicators found that 24 of the 45 distinct accountability indicators, 53% of them, do not have a goal or objective against which the information presented is to be assessed. Of those that do have objectives, not all of these provide information on how those objectives are established or reviewed. Best practices for accountability indicators in many systems not only requires that they be well defined and quantifiable, but that they be crucial to achieving the goal or objective. In assessing the 45 distinct accountability indicators, it's in yellow now because I haven't finished doing the accountability indicator document, and we'll fill in the number when I do that, which hopefully will be in the next few days. These will fail to meet the requirements. Timeliness of information is critical. Providing information that is not up to date or that is not kept up to date significantly limits the usefulness of these accountability indicators and brings into question the commitment to these by the corporation. Again, when I complete that, I'll have a number to put in there, which is why it's in yellow. A significant portion of the community is unaware of these. The ATRT3 survey found that 46% of the structures that were aware of the accountability indicators, I've got to fix that. That means that there are 54% of the structures that were unaware. Number of comments made on accountability since their launch. Yes, we actually have that, but we're having trouble actually getting access to them, so we'll have to review that. Is each recommendation accompanied by a rationale? Yes. How is the recommendation aligned with ICANN's current and future strategic plan, the ICANN bylaws, and the ICANN mission? In the strategic plan, there is the strategic objective, improve the effectiveness of ICANN's multi-stakeholder model of governance, for which one of the strategic goals is sustain and improve openness, inclusivity, accountability, and transparency. Given accountability indicators are a key accountability and transparency issue, this is aligned with this portion of the strategic plan. ICANN bylaws align with sections 3.1 and 4.1 of the bylaws and does not conflict with the mission. Does the recommendation require new policies to be adopted? No. What outcome does the review team seeking? How will the effectiveness, et cetera? All accountability indicators, so what is expected? All accountability indicators meet ATRT3's requirements for accountability indicators within 6 months. Once ICANN has fixed the accountability indicators, it shall hold a public session at an ICANN meeting to present these to the community. The ATRT3 requirements for each accountability indicators are, and we went through those, so I'm not going to read those again. Let's skip over those. It's copy-paste from our recommendation. 1 year after the accountability indicators meet the above criteria, a majority of the community at large is aware of these and is satisfied they are effective. This could be achieved via a number of formal mechanisms for measuring this, such as a survey 1 year after the accountability indicators meet the above criteria. How significant would the impact be if not addressed? Again, moderately significant for transparency and legitimacy. This would not prevent ICANN from carrying on with its core work, but put into question ICANN's commitment to transparency and accountability and reporting on its strategic and operational plans. What time frame? Short term, 6 months. That has to be reviewed because we've got some things in there that say 1 year after, so that's going to be changed to 6 months, to 12 months. Is related work underway? Not that ATRT3 is aware of. Who is responsible? ICANN org, priority high. This needs to be done as we discussed in Brussels. And the initial resourcing estimate should be rather low. We're not talking about creating new programs. We're talking about providing good accountability indicators. So that's our second recommendation. And my voice is going to take a break for just a few seconds here.
Just to help you, Bernard, I will, Sébastien Bachelet speaking. We need to review the short term 6 months, but even 12 months, it seems that we have something to be done in 12 months and something to be done after 12 months. Then maybe we can put the two elements because...
That might be a good point. Thanks. I'll note that. So okay. On accountability indicators... 6/12 months. Thank you, Sébastien. All right, ATRT2. Now, you'll remember from our discussions in Brussels that we said we would create one omnibus recommendation, meaning one recommendation that says, fix this. And so I've tried to take that to heart in drafting this. So, Our recommendation is probably one of our shortest ones. ICANN org shall review the implementation of ATRT2 recommendations in light of ATRT3's assessment of these and complete implementation of all recommendations which were not completed. I think can't make it much simpler than that. And then we have our checklist. What is the intent of the recommendation to ensure?
Bernard, may I, Sébastien, shall I make a comment? Maybe we can be a little bit more open because we say in other parts of the document that we can, in particularly when we discuss about the how we will treat all the recommendations, that some could be retired. Then. Here we may say complete or decide to stop them or to retire them, but it must be a decision taken by the board. It must not be done like that because we don't know what's happened or because the ICANN org write that it was already done. It's I don't know if I am clear, but we need to say that it could be completed or retired.
I understand what you're saying, and I struggled with this when I was writing it in the first place. And what came to mind was that we've got another recommendation which deals with... Prioritization,
yes.
Yeah, so maybe what we can do is weave that in. I fully understand what you're saying. As I said, I struggled when I was writing this one.
May I give you a proposal? Is that you take in, you put somewhere like into bracket saying, please, or take into account, or taking into account the recommendation about prioritization. Like that, you don't need to change the phrase, the sentence, but you say that it must be read, taking into account what we say in other part of the document, something like that.
I'll look into that. Thank you, Sébastien. All right. So our recommendation requirements checklist to ensure ATRT2 recommendations are implemented. What are the fact-based issues? ATRT3, similarly to other specific reviews such as SSR2 and RDS, has assessed that contrary to the org's reporting, not all recommendations by the previous review team have been completely implemented. What are the findings? ATRT3's assessment of the implementation of ATRT2 recommendations found that 60% were complete, 23% were partially complete, and 17% were, for the most part, not implemented. ATRT3's findings versus the implementation of ATRT2 recommendations is consistent with SSR2's findings with respect to the implementation of SSR1 recommendations. And I've included the footnote for the link to that part of their report. ATRT3 findings versus the implementation of ATRT2 recommendations is consistent with RDS's findings with respect to the implementation of WHO is one recommendations, section 1.1.5 of that report. And I've got the footnote that links to that. Is each recommendation accompanied by a rationale? Yes. How is the recommendation aligned? In the strategic plan, there is a strategic objective, improve the effectiveness of ICANN's multi-stakeholder model of governance, which has the following goals. Strengthen ICANN's bottom-up multi-stakeholder decision-making process and ensure that work gets done and policies are developed in an effective and timely manner. And sustain and improve openness, inclusivity, accountability, and transparency. Not a great match, but it works. Bylaws, ATRT reviews, and the requirements to implement their recommendations are included in the bylaws. Does not conflict with the mission statement. Do we require new policies? No. What outcome is the team seeking? Gaps with respect to the implementation of ATRT2 recommendations shall be addressed within 12 months of this recommendation being approved. How significant would the impact be if not addressed? Moderately significant for transparency and legitimacy. This would not prevent ICANN from carrying on with its core work, but is needed to confirm ICANN's commitment to the review process per the bylaws, as well as accountability to the community. Does this review team envision the implementation to be short, long-term, midterm, 12 months? Is related work underway? The new operating standards for specific reviews adopted by ICANN, the ICANN board in June 2019, combined with the new website for tracking the implementation of review recommendations, should help address a number of concerns with the implementation of specific review recommendations going forward, which is what we had in our original report. Who is responsible? ICANN org, priority medium. So we're not listing this one as the top one. Initial resourcing estimate low to medium. So our third recommendation down. Okay. And I will take another water break for a second. Excuse me. All right. Now we're getting into the meat of the subject. Prioritization. So I'm sorry, coughing fit here. Considering the strong support in the responses to the ATRT3 survey indicating that ATRT3 should make recommendations with respect to prioritization, and recognizing that there are several significant activities being undertaken in parallel by other parts of the ICANN community regarding prioritization, evolution of multi-stakeholder model, and the ICANN board's work, ATRT3 proposes that only a community-led process can legitimately operate a system for prioritizing the implementation of recommendations by review team or cross-community groups. Additionally, ATRT3 wishes to align its recommendation with the efforts currently underway to develop a prioritization. Sorry, faded there. A prioritization system to avoid conflicting recommendations or duplication of work. As such, ATRT3 has opted to provide some high-level guidance for the proposed prioritization process. ATRT3's starting point was the following section from the ICANN board paper, and that hasn't changed. In this context, ATRT3 recommends the following guidance for the creation of a community-led entity tasked with operating a prioritization process. ATRT3 recommends having one delegate per SOAC who wishes to participate. And why wishes to participate? Because some SOs don't. And we will remember from Workstream 2 that the address group is not fond of these things. In conjunction with ICANN board and ICANN org, be responsible for the prioritization of the implementation of recommendations made by review teams. The board shall also take into account the following high-level guidance for the prioritization process. So there's a note on the margin there that we had, or their delegates for the ICANN board and ICANN org, and I did not think that really fit with one representative of the ICANN board and ICANN org, says Sébastien. I'm not putting a number in there, and you'll see how I deal with it in some of these other things here, and we can come back to it if you want. I see a hand from Jacques.
Yes. So maybe it's me, Bernie, but in the first sentence, ATRT3 recommends having one delegate per SOAC who wishes to participate. I'm not 100% clear if it's the delegate who wishes to participate or if it's the SOAC. That's the only thing.
Yeah, it's as I was saying, maybe we can rework that a bit. I was struggling with that one a bit, but it's the SOAC. Sébastien.
One of my question here is that we say that it must review or prioritize the implementation of the recommendation made by all the work done, and not just review teams, but also CC, WG, and other type of community work. Here you have just at the second, so third line made by review teams.
Third line.
Here, wait a second. I will highlight it. Wait a second. It will be easier. Wait a second. Here. It's not just review teams. It's also.
Yeah. Okay. I see your point. Yeah.
Okay.
Good catch. Thanks. Okay, so the board shall also take into account, while you're in there, Sébastien, why don't you just throw in the note that you just made, and I'll fix it.
Okay, I will.
Thank you. Should operate, all right, now, going back to that point Sébastien raised with one representative for the ICANN board and one for ICANN org, I actually had exactly the same thought, which is why I've thrown in this other point here, which is the first bullet. Should operate by consensus of the individual SOACs, board, and org that are participating in the process. So I think what I'm trying to say there is it's by consensus of the SOs and ACs, the board, and the org, but it doesn't matter how many people the board and the org send. It's really a consensus of SOs, ACs, the board, and the org. Shall take into account the implementation of certain recommendations may not need to be undertaken, and that these should be deliberately retired. Remember, had a very long discussion about this in Brussels. Jacques and Sébastien, your hands are still up, I know. Shall take into account Workstream 2 recommendations, which are required to complete the IANA transition and are subject to prioritization, thus must not be retired, unless this is formally approved by the board. Now, that was not our word. Those were not our words we came out of Brussels with. We came out with cannot be retired unless there are exceptional circumstances. And I have learned over the years that that is a very, very bad thing to write in these kinds of documents, because those things mean completely different things to different people. So when thinking about this, I decided to propose cannot be retired unless this is formally approved by the board. So let's stop dancing around it. This is what probably would end up being anyways. Must be conducted in an open, accountable, and transparent fashion. Decisions justified and documented. Should integrate into the standard operating financial plan process, can prioritize multi-year implementations, but these will be subject to annual reviews to ensure they will still meet their implementation objectives and the needs of the community. Needs to consider the following elements when prioritizing recommendations. Should include relevance to ICANN's mission, commitments, core values, and strategic objectives, value and impact of implementation, cost of implementation and budget availability, complexity and time to implement, prerequisites and dependencies with other recommendations, and relevant information from implementation shepherds or equivalents. And those were all the things, stop drifting up, thanks. And these were all the things we talked about in Brussels. And Osvaldo.
Yes, Osvaldo, for the record. Yes, the phrase needs to consider the following elements when prioritization recommendations should include. It doesn't sound right to me.
It doesn't sound right to me either.
I think should include should be left out or not.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we will wordsmith that. Thank you, Osvaldo. Agree.
Sebastian?
Yes, thank you, Vanda. About unless this is formally approved by the board, I maybe it's my understanding of English, but formally decided by the board, because approved, that means that you have somebody who make a proposal, and here they will have to make the proposal and take the decision. Therefore, my suggestion is formally decided by the board.
Yeah, I can live with that. Why don't you throw that in the document there, Sebastian,
okay,
and include it. Thank you. All right. So, recommendations, requirements, checklist. What is the intent of the recommendation? Providing specific guidance for the establishment of a prioritization process, which will allow for the retirement of recommendations. Okay. What observed fact-based issue is the recommendation intending to solve? There, basically, I've copied some of the text from the board paper. And I've thrown in also, this has resulted in a backlog of over 300 recommendations, which are either awaiting approval or implementation, with more being added with the ATRT3 and SSR2 reviews due to be completed in the next few months. This backlog also is also creating a difficult situation, given there is no mechanism to retire approved recommendations. And because of the significant delays caused by the backlog, some recommendations may no longer be applicable or desirable.
Osvaldo?
Hello, yes, Osvaldo for the record. No, referring to the intent of the recommendation, I think it's more just that allowing for the retirement of recommendation. We also want a prioritization process that's transparent to the community, no?
I like that. One, we'll throw that in there. Thank you. Prioritization, transparency. All right. Thank you, Osvaldo.
Lower your hand, Osvaldo.
All right, Brenda, let's go down to what are the findings that support. As of November 2019, there were 161 specific review recommendations and 164 organizational review recommendations. So I have to fix this 300 number up there. Pending for a total of 325 recommendations pending. To this, the ATRT3 and blah, blah, blah. Okay, assessed as incomplete. These reviews are completed. In addition to the 19 ATRT2 recommendations, which ATRT3 assessed as incomplete, yes, thank you, and will recommend need to be considered for implementation. All right. Results of evolution of ICANN's multi-stakeholder model. ICANN board paper on resourcing and prioritization of community recommendations. And the ATRT3 survey results, where 92% of structures and 73% of individuals supported ATRT3 making recommendations about prioritization. 100% of structures and 85% of individuals supported ATRT3 making recommendations about including a process to retire recommendations. and 100% of structures and 97% of individuals supported ATRT3, making recommendations about having the community or representatives of the community be involved as decisional participants. Is the recommendation accompanied by rationale? Yes. How is the recommendation aligned? Directly related to the following strategic objective: ensure ICANN's long-term financial stability. The ICANN bylaws, ICANN Board of Directors has a fiduciary responsibility for the organization, and as such, this aligns with this key responsibility. ICANN mission: for ICANN to carry out its mission requires that it have long-term financial stability. Does the recommendation require new policies be adopted? If yes, describe the issues. This needs to be confirmed, but the expectations are that there will be no need for new policies, as this can be handled by modifying the current planning and budgeting process. What outcome is the review team seeking? Within 1 year after approval of this recommendation, the prioritization process should be established and have completed its first annual cycle of prioritization, which will include dealing with the backlog of recommendations. How significant would the impact be if not addressed? Very significant.
Osvaldo?
Yes, Osvaldo.
Yeah, Osvaldo, for the record. No, regarding the alignment with the future strategic planning of ICANN bylaws and ICANN missions, I think it's not only with the long-term financial sustainability, but also with the objective of accountability and transparency of the prioritization in the prioritization process.
Don't know about that one. I will think about it, and maybe we can exchange in the document with a few comments.
Okay.
Right, noted. 12 months. Is related work already underway? Result of evolution of ICANN's multi-stakeholder model and the ICANN board paper. Who is responsible? ACs, SOs, the ICANN board, ICANN org. Blah, blah, blah. Priority high, obviously, and initial resourcing estimate medium. So that completes our fourth recommendation. And I will allow myself a 10-second break. And now into that we've been getting our feet wet, as it were, on the four easy ones, we get into the more difficult one of reviews. Or at least I found it hard to write. Sorry about that, a bit of coughing there. All right, recommendation, specific reviews. I think this one's not too bad. ATRT reviews. ATRT reviews should continue essentially as they are currently constituted, but with the following modifications. All pre-identified documentation that is required for the review, such as the previous ATRT2's implementation report, needs to be available at the first meeting of the review team. Terms of reference should be established at the first meeting. And note, the operating standards for specific reviews should be amended to allow review teams to obtain professional services as opposed to subject matter experts, should they require such services. You'll remember that was a part of our discussions in Brussels. RDS review. RDS reviews should be terminated. CCT reviews. There should be one additional and clearly scoped CCT review, which shall be held 2 years after the next allocation of new GTLDs and should be limited to a duration of 1 year. Additionally, all data required by this review should be identified and its availability confirmed within 30 days of the review being launched. SSR reviews. Given SSR2 will not be completed prior to ATRT3 completing its work, ATRT3 recommends that SSR reviews should be suspended until the next ATRT review, which shall decide if these should be terminated or not. This review could be reactivated at any time by the ICANN board should there be a need for this. And we have a comment from Sebastian on the board thing. Any SOEC can advise the board to do so. Any SOEC can advise the board to do anything in its communications with the board, but I don't think it should be the decision of a single SO or AC. So on that one, I'm not so sure, Sebastian. I think that if there is a critical reason, the board would come to an understanding, and we're giving it the power to do that. So however it decides to get there, I think less is more in this case. Sebastian.
Yes, Sebastian Machel speaking. Yes, the problem for me is that ESO is not supposed to give advice. It's why they can always say we think. But if I so think that it's important that there are some issue about security and stability who must be taken into account in a review, they must be able to do so. It's why I think it will be good to say that the board can decide by himself, and of course he have contact with the community. But if one SOIC feels that they need to make a specific case on that, they are allowed. It's just because we need to open the door for that. Yes, we can say it's a usual way of working, but here we are talking about a review, and the review is triggered by the board and not by SOIC. Therefore, it's why I was suggesting to add this. It could be written, or it could be just an asterisk and a comment, or at the end of the page, or something like that.
I think with the current process for SOIC leaders meeting with the organization on a regular basis, we've got that covered. But fine, let me look at that as we get into it. Now, more interesting one is the organizational reviews, which I struggled with, I will tell you. So please don't send heavy objects my way too fast. The current formula of using consultants to perform individual evaluations of each SOAC every 5 years shall be terminated and replaced by ICANN.org shall work with each SOAC to establish a continuous improvement program. Such a continuous improvement program shall have a common base between all SOs and ACs, but will also allow for customization so as to best meet the needs of each individual SOAC. These continuous improvement programs will include. All right, now we have some comments here. From Brussels, we agreed that the first systemic review would set the details of regular continuous improvement programs. And I, after thinking about that for a while and trying to fit that in, I had a lot of issues with that. A review is a review of things that are supposed to be done and is not meant to structure work. So that's why I ended up with this ICANN.org and whatever professionals are needed should work with the SOs and ACs to establish the continuous improvement programs. We'll get back to the five-day workshop, which is at the heart of Sebastian's concern. So I'm not sensing there's a huge issue with the idea that it's not in the systemic review that we're helping the SOs. We're recommending that the SOs and ACs be there. Sebastian.
Two things. The first is that if the systemic review say something about that, they will say it. We can't tell them not to. But here, what you think is that we don't ask them to do so.
Not quite. What I took away from Brussels is that we were asking the systemic review to set up the base The continuous improvement program. That's where I had the issue. If they want to, if the systemic review wants to comment on what's been put in place, I don't have a problem. But if we're sort of holding the first systemic review in parallel with setting up the continuous improvement program, the first one may have an issue doing that, but the next one may not. That's all I was trying to say.
Yeah, but my view was that this systemic review was done, will be done, and it will be done before the start of what we call improvement or continuous improvement, and before the first year where we'll have this 5-day workshop. But my point is that if it's not them, if it's not us, who will work on defining what is the commonality? Therefore, it's why I am coming back with this 5-day workshop. But if we don't give that to the systemic review, then who will do that? It will be staff, it will be each SOIC, but we will never come with some commonality if there is no somebody like us or the systemic review who say what need to be common. Because each one will say that we are so different than the other, we can't do anything. And the goal is that we have some commonality, and that's why it's linked with this 5-day workshop, from my point of view. If it's not the systemic review, it's us. It's one or the other. We can't put them outside of this decision, I think. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll get to you in a sec, Vanda. Sebastian, for me, a 5-day workshop is not an element of commonality, or not an element of operational commonality, is my problem when I was thinking about that. And I agree, we've got to work some more on this, but I still have some issues here. Vanda.
Yeah, well, this is Vanda for the record. Well, I certainly agree with Sebastian in general, because we need to start with, once we just finish the traditional reviews for most of the organizations, we should start with some working on that to explain better, to start the process with a better knowledge about what we think about that, and we start to traditionally change what we have done till now. So I do believe, I don't believe that we need 5 days workshop, but we need a workshop for explain most of the concepts that are changing, to allow people to do, to start things like a general overview, and then to allow people to establish in each ACNSO, a continuous improvement program. So I don't know if it's clear enough here, but for me, that's the process maybe should be designed in some way to explain what we expected. I don't know if just bullets will make it clear what, at least in my view, what is expected from those changes that we are proposing. Thank you.
Thank you, Vanda. And I note that Pat has joined us. Welcome, Pat. We'll take just 1 minute to catch Pat up as to what we have been doing. We recovered from our extreme state of shock of not having either co-chair rather quickly. and the group decided to carry on with the meeting since most people were here, and there was a decision to name Vanda as the acting co-chair until we actually got a co-chair in. We skipped the early parts of the agenda and went right into the recommendations. We have done the first four, and we have now entered discussions into the fifth one, which is about reviews. I don't know if you have any questions, Pat.
I joined too.
Oh, and not only that, we've also got Cheryl. Welcome, Cheryl.
Yeah, no question. But
until the fuel in the generator runs out, you've got me. It's going to happen shortly, I can assure you. Been running for the whole of the GNSO council call.
Oh, my. Okay, so one should...
Okay, welcome.
Yeah, one should assume you're without full electricity power. Okay. All right, I... You know, obviously this one's going to need some work. Let's keep going through what we have, and then we'll see where we can go. So you'll remember from Brussels, we said we needed lines down, storms in 2 days. All right. We needed more input mechanisms. So I've written this one as annual satisfaction survey of members. Each SOAC shall perform a comprehensive annual satisfaction survey or equivalent mechanism of its members. The focus of the survey should be on member satisfaction and issue identification versus their respective SOAC, but can also include satisfaction with ICANN org services such as staff support, travel services, translation services, etc. For SO or ACs that are composed of substructures, this should apply to their individual substructures, and the results of all substructures shall be aggregated to generate a result for the given SOAC. The results of these should be public and used as input for the systemic review and could be used as a trigger to undertake other actions if a serious issue is identified in the results. Regular assessment of continuous improvement programs. Each SOAC will need to undertake some type of formal process to evaluate its continuous improvement activities at least once every 3 years. Details of the assessment will be defined during the elaboration of the continuous improvement program. And that should be square bracketed because we're still having discussions on that with each SOAC. The results of these activities would be used as input to the systemic reviews. Regardless of the process selected by the specific SOAC, this shall fit in the financial constraints available for such activities. And then we have a systemic review of ICANN every 7 years, based on operating standards for specific reviews. The objectives of the systemic review be to review the continuous improvement efforts of SOs and ACs, review the effectiveness of the various inter-SOAC collaboration mechanisms, review the accountability of SOACs or constituent parts to their members' constituencies, review SOACs as a whole to determine if they continue to have a purpose in the ICANN structure as they are currently constituted, or if any changes in structures and operations are desirable to improve the effectiveness and representation of community views. So I've tried to grab the various blocks that we were talking about to throw these as an objective for the systemic review. Sebastian.
Thank you, Bernard. In addition to what we already discussed about how the continuous improvement will be organized, I have two comments. The first one is that when on the first bullet satisfaction survey. Yes, it must be used by the systemic review, but before that, it must be used for the improvement, the continuous improvement. Then it must be used by the SO and the AC themselves, or himself or itself, if there are something who can be used.
That's, obviously, and if that's not clear, we'll work that out. But I completely agree, Sebastian.
I think it's important to write. The second point is that we need to be clear that we are talking about ICANN. And I know when we talk about SOIC, we consider that it's them plus. But we need to add the plus. The NOMCOM, the board, must be included here, because when we talk about a systemic review, if we don't talk about the relationship between SOICs and the board, and between and the NOMCOM in that effect also with the board, it's we are missing the big picture here. It's why I don't know how we want to write it. In my document I write SOIC and X to talk about the other, but how, whatever the way we write it, I think it's important to have them included here. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Sebastian. Okay, so I think there have been a variety of comments. As I said, this one was a bit tougher, so I'll take the comments and I'll give it another go. So let's go through our requirements checklist, which I think doesn't change if we keep to within the general parameters we've been talking about for the recommendation anyways. Decrease the number of reviews occurring simultaneously while increasing the effectiveness of these. Yes, the remaining ones. What is the observed fact-based issue? There are too many specific organizational reviews occurring simultaneously with limited effectiveness. What are the findings that support making of this recommendation? Results of evolution of ICANN's multi-stakeholder model, ATRT3 survey results, reviews where 67% of structures found these somewhat ineffective or ineffective. ATRT3 survey results with respect to organizational reviews that structures only found these effective or very effective in 46% of the responses. The companion question asking, should organizational reviews be reconsidered or amended, produce some very strong results with structures responding 83% yes. Issues of timing and cadence of reviews, the board paper on this. I'm not going to read the whole thing. Accompanied by supporting rationale, yes. How is the recommendation aligned with ICANN's current future strategic plan? Directly related to the following strategic objective: improve the effectiveness of ICANN's multi-stakeholder model of governance. The ICANN bylaws. Reviews are an integral part of the ICANN bylaws. ATRT reviews are also tasked with the accountability and transparency review team may recommend to the board termination or amendment of other periodic reviews required by this section 4.6, and may recommend to the board the creation of additional periodic reviews, to which the ATRT3 added organizational reviews. And the ICANN mission, for ICANN to carry out its mission requires that it have long-term financial stability. I have no idea. I think that was just a copy paste. I've actually got to work on that one. Sorry about that, folks. Does the recommendation require new policies be adopted? There is no need for new policies, but there will be a need to review the bylaws since the requirement for reviews is included in these. What outcome is the review team seeking? Bylaws regarding reviews are amended as per the recommendation within 12 months of approval by the board. Systemic review is launched within 12 months of the recommendation being approved, and continuous improvement programs for all SOs and ACs are launched within 18 months of the recommendation being approved. How significant would the impact be if not addressed? Very significant, as this would have a direct impact on ICANN's core activities. Is related, envisioned short-term, 18 months after approval. Is related work underway, results to evolution of ICANN's multi-stellar calendar model, ICANN board paper on prioritization. Who are the responsible parties, ACs, SOs, the ICANN board, and ICANN org? Sebastian, your hand.
Yes, thank you, Bernie. It's about the sentence continuous improvement program for all SOAC are launched within 18 months of the recommendation yep. being approved. There is twofold here. The first one is that continuous improvements can start today. The SOIC don't need anything to start to improve themselves continuously. The second point is that if we talk about some specific, and I come back to my 5-day workshop, it's not 18 months, because I think we need to wait at the end of the systemic review for various reasons. First one is that it could be useful to take into account the decision made by the systemic review. If there are any change of how the SOAC are organized, it must be taken into account in the continuous improvement program for the part of specific meetings or specific activities. And the second is that it is some people will be the same, because coming from SONAC in the systemic review, who can have a good could be a useful people for the program within SONAC. So therefore, I am a little bit in difficulty with 18 months. I think it could be now, and for the other, it must be longer.
Yeah, no, I understand the point, and depending on how we end up in the actual recommendation, we'll have to review that. So thank you for that, Sebastian. Cheryl.
Thank you very much, Bernie. It's Cheryl for the record. And Sebastian, just on that point, it struck me as you were raising those issues, and on the same sentence then, Bernie, what we might be able to be looking at is something along the lines of continuous improvement programs for all SONACs are to be launched as soon as possible and practical, but must be commenced within 18 months. And I think that covers various options. Anyway, just a thought, not trying to wordsmith it now, but I wanted to share it again while the fuel still lasts. Thanks.
All right, thank you. And we have a thumbs up from Pat King. All right. Listen, folks, my voice is about to give out, given I've just about, but we have finished. I think there's been some great comments. There are, Sebastian, is that a new
one? Yes, sorry, Bernie, because I have one comment I put in writing and you don't read it, you didn't read it, and it's because it was just one after the other. But when I ask for change these by the remaining ones, I think the other point was it the intent of the recommendation. It's something, and it's not worth miss at all, but align the list of the review with the current needs of the organization. I mean, it's not just decrease the number, it's also because we consider that with some of them we don't need because of the evolution of the organization.
Yeah, I like that. Thank you. Good words. All right. So as I was saying, we have about 10 minutes left in our call. We've actually gone through the entire document. In the first four parts, I think there were some great minor amendments to update that. And we'll certainly be looking at that. And it'll be continuing as the Google Doc. So keep an eye on that, please, and do put in comments. On reviews, obviously a bit more work. I did say that I did struggle somewhat. We've got to clear up that view of the systemic review versus actually coordinating and getting things started on continuous improvement for the ESOs and ACs. And yeah, I need to think a bit more about that one. I'll probably be talking to individual people about that to see if we can get that done. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm done, and I will thank Vanda for stepping in and being interim chair while our chairs were unavailable. And I will turn it back to Pat and Cheryl at this point. Thank you.
Thanks, Bernie. Appreciate that. So
thank you, Bernie.
And thanks, Vanda, for picking up the slack for Cheryl and I today. We both appreciate it. So at this point in time, we've got, 9 minutes left. Any other business to cover? Next team meeting is scheduled for 1900 UTC on Monday, the 24th. Anything else?
Sebastian Bachelet speaking.
Your hand is raised.
Yes, please. I just wanted to thank Bernie for the work done, and I think definitely we have some small work to do for the three first part, but some more depth work to the last part about the review. One of my concerns is that I was hoping to find some easy numbers to be used about the budget to try to explain how I was thinking to use the Crown budget and why, for example, three 5 days retreat will fit with the budget. But it's almost impossible. It's so low figures and it's very difficult. I wanted to have some figures for the next 5 years, but I didn't find them. Then I still have to try to find this information because I think if we can have some inputs about what is the current cost and how we use this cost in the future system, it will be useful. The other point is that the board is currently meeting and we don't know what are their decision, but hopefully we will be able to go to Cancun and to have our meeting. On Monday, I think we need to have a small time to discuss what we do in Cancun if we go to Cancun and what we do if we don't go to Cancun, if the decision of the board is to cancel the meeting. It's not my hope, but it's need to be taken into account. That's my two items. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sebastian. Vanda?
Yes, I agree with Sebastian. We need to have this, even a small meeting, to make it clear what is the next steps will be, if yes or not, the Cancun meeting. And anyway, our next steps for our work to be clearly stated and make us go further, more clearly. Thank you. So I believe we need this meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Vanda. So I think that's right. We need to figure out what our alternate plan looks like or what our alternate opportunities would look like. My guess is that they would have to be remote if we don't attend Cancun, if the meeting is canceled or turned into its own remote participation meeting as well. So I guess we'll know tomorrow or maybe Friday what the outcome of that is. So that's something we should definitely focus on Monday, if not sooner, once we hear something from the board. All right, anything else?
I believe we are done.
Yeah, Bond, I see your note where it says there's no virus here, for instance. I see low risk to go to Cancun. The ironic thing is that when I passed through Bangkok last week on my way to Australia after I left you guys to do all the hard work in Brussels, a week later I ended up with a quarantine where I've been punted from the office until next week. So I'm working from home for the next week or so because, you know, in retrospect, we saw rises in virus cases coming out of Thailand. So, you know, it's not just, you know, what's there now, it's what we bring with us and what we leave behind that goes into that overall decision. So.
Yeah, let's see what they will do, but I don't see really a great need to cancel. But anyway, quarantine for, you know, people in the Asia area certainly is something required. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you very much, Vonda. All right, any other business?
Nothing
from me. And seeing no comments, we've got 4 minutes left. Jennifer, if you want to run back, you know, run through any decisions or confirm any actions that Sherilyn and I missed, that'd be helpful.
Thanks, Pat. And this is Jennifer. So all the action items, well, actually, I didn't capture any official action items, but Bernie has a bit of homework to do based on the comments today to adjust various elements of the document. Aside from that, no official actions or decisions. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. I would want to note that Bernie always has homework. So that's not news. Thank you very much, Bernie. Appreciate that. All right, so if we have nothing left, I want to thank you all for attending today. And again, apologize for being tardy to today's session. Everyone have a great couple of days and we'll catch up with you on Monday. Let's close this meeting now, please.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Bernie.
Thank you, bye-bye.
All right, thanks everyone.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.